Phone Boy Speaks, episode 487, Talking and Swiping at Windows Phone 8.1.
So I've been playing with Cortana on Windows Phone 8.1, and while I'm impressed at its ability to detect my voice and turn my voice into words, I've tried a lot of things, and it seems to work pretty well. Unfortunately, it's still not really useful yet. Aside from the snarky comments that you can make to Siri that you really can't make to Cortana, it's just not hooked into enough things, right? So, yes, I can do voice searches, which is kind of cool. Yes, I can make a phone call or send a text message. There's other things I can do. I can make a new tweet, but the process is actually fairly complex, right? You have to say Twitter new tweet, and then it fires up the Twitter app, and then it listens for your voice. It doesn't just take it as one random thing, right? In a random app, right? Like I can do on an iPhone, there's a little microphone button there, and then I can just, do a text to speech no matter where I am in the iPhone. And unfortunately with Windows Phone, I can't do that. So I have, some applications have that capability, but most apps at this point do not seem to have that capability. So yeah, I think it'll be interesting maybe over time. And, I realize this is the developer's release, and there's probably more stuff coming. But right now it's not that useful. I'm not using Windows Phone as my primary phone, and so therefore it probably has less information about me than it would if it were my primary phone. But I think it'll be useful, but it's still, maybe not quite the same level as Siri. I think some of the tech douchebag press is maybe buying into Microsoft's marketing just a little bit too much, maybe. But we'll see, I guess. Now the other thing I've been playing with Windows Phone 8.1 is the swipe keyboard, and honestly, when I had an Android phone, I think I tried this a few times, and I wasn't that impressive or whatever. And I've also, I think they even had it as an option on Symbian for a while, but I tried this on Windows Phone 8.1 kind of by accident. I kind of forgot it was there, and I started swiping, and I realized that yes, this actually does exist, and it actually works pretty well. It's like typing the words in. You get suggestions if it didn't get your word exactly right, but 9 times out of 10, it seems to be getting the word correctly. I don't know if it's an input method that I will use as much as just, hunting and pecking, because that seems to be the way I do things. And also, there are just some words you just can't swipe. You can do words, but you can't do like abbreviations that involve letters and numbers and stuff. It doesn't quite work the same way. So it is, as I say, it's nice that it's built in. I don't have to enable it or anything. But again, I think it's going to appeal to some people. It was funny because I was on the plane ride back from Tel Aviv, and on the cross country flight part of it, I actually saw some lady sitting next to me using what I considered to be a phablet, right? It was a very large screen cell phone, and she was, I think, when we landed in Seattle, she had actually was swiping, I didn't know her from anybody, it was interesting seeing somebody that I probably wouldn't have picked out as a tech douchebag, right? Actually using the swipe capability. So I'm guessing for normal people, it might actually be something useful once they know it's there, if they know it's there. But and it is something that Apple has been behind on in that regard. But anyway, this is just part of my continual playing with Windows Phone, and I'm sure there's going to be more. There'll be more things that come out. I need to talk about the podcast app, because that's a train wreck. But I'll save that for another episode.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.